Welcome to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and this is a special segment of my weekly show. This segment was recorded on March 22nd at 6 o'clock New York time. That's 6 p.m. in New York time. In order to enable Dr. Ewan Webster, he's the president and CEO of Thesis Gold, to explain some very positive news that the company put out, will be putting out, will be available for trading before the market opens tomorrow. So we want to make sure that those of you who follow Thesis Gold are aware of this news and get an explanation for it as well. So before I say hello to you, and let me just tell you that the stock trades in Canada under the symbol TAU. You can buy it down here in the States under the symbol THSGF, as I have. There are approximately 65 million shares outstanding, trading at about 72 cents in US money, giving it a market cap around $47 million. And the company is pretty well cashed up with some $15 million or $14 million in working capital. Ewan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Jay. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so your flagship project, you know, I've just learned to know your story a couple of months ago, actually, but the Ranch Project in the Golden Horseshoe area, a very prolific mineral-bearing area in British Columbia. If the, I believe there are three separate deposits, or I don't areas at least, mineralized zones that you've worked on so far, the Bingo, the Thesis 1, and Thesis 2, a whole lot of other targets as well, but those are the ones I believe that you've done the most work on so far. Can you explain to our viewers the significance of the news that's going out tomorrow morning?
Yeah, thanks for the introduction, Jay. I mean, the Thesis 2, 3, and the Bingo Zone are, you know, they were historically worked on back in the 1970s and 80s, and it was thought that they were kind of smaller, isolated zones of mineralization. I think Thesis 3 at the time was maybe about 200 meters in strike length and about 100 meters depth. What we've now demonstrated is that these are not isolated zones of mineralization. They're actually part of a much larger continuous system that we're calling the Thesis Structural Corridor. And that extends over about 1.5 kilometers. Mineralization at Thesis 3 is down to about 400 meters vertical depth. At Bingo and Thesis 2, about 270 meters vertical depth. And the width of that corridor itself is about 350, 400 meters wide. Within that, there's multiple parallel zones of mineralization as well. So this is evolving into a pretty significant gold system. And you know, as you mentioned, that's just one of the gold zones within the project itself. Maybe what I can do is pull up part of the press release that we're putting out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So can you see that okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. Okay, so I'll zoom into this long section here and you get an idea of what I'm talking about. So the red areas are the kind of min domain models that we have, and then drill holes on surface here, gray are historical, red 2021 and green 2022. So you can see the green drilling in fact, all of the drill holes now extending over about 1.5 kilometers, very continuous mineralization through that zone. And we've effectively connected that together. Some highlights from this press release. You can see the headline hole here at Thesis 2, 8.79 meters of just under 12 grams gold. So
sure.
Great high-grade mineralization right in the Thesis 2 zone. Another really nice hole from that zone as well, 14.5 meters at just under 5.5 grams gold. And then some holes that really started helping tie the whole 1.5 kilometer trend together. Bingo 7 here, which is between the Thesis 3 zone and the Bingo zone, just under 35 meters of 1.3 grams gold. Similarly, between Thesis 3 and Thesis 2, this whole 2022 here, 38.5 meters of 1.6 gold, including 23 meters of 2. So great intercepts, really demonstrating that this is a continuous system. And a lot of upside here to continue connecting this and growing this system at depth together and along strike. And, you know, I've put on this figure, the furthest northwest hole that we have at the Bingo zone, it's 50.3 meters of 1.86 grams gold. And then similarly, at the very south eastern extent of the system, 41.5 meters of 1.15 grams gold. So excellent potential to keep growing this to the northwest and southeast. And I think this is going to be a very significant system as we continue to work on it in 2023.
Right, and I'm looking, I mean, I think I heard you say, what did you say, the width of this of these zones, more or less? We've got the depth here, and we're looking at a 1.5 kilometer strike. But then the other dimension, the width of the zones, more or less, I think I heard you say something. What was that?
So the width of the whole structural corridor, you can see it nicely on this figure here. And these are all 2022 holes that we highlight on this figure, again, kind of demonstrating that continuity. But this is ground magnetics, and you can see this big blue feature that cuts down through here. And it's basically just a big fault zone, and it's about 350 to 400 meters wide. And within that, there are multiple mineralized zones that range from, you know, kind of, I'd say the average maybe on the low end is maybe 15 meters right through to over 100 meters in places.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this looks like a, and this is on surface or near surface anyway, right?
Basically all the mineralization on the ranch project begins at surface. Yeah. So these systems are starting at surface and extend into depth.
So it looks like a bulk mining scenario here from surface, open pit potentially.
That's exactly, yeah.
And just really getting started, because I know there was a, I think it was called the Steve target to the south, maybe southeastern portion, that caught my eye when I first started following a story, 119 meters grading 1 gram. That's nowhere near this area, right?
No, exactly. I mean, you can maybe see the inset map on this image here. So this is our whole thesis project, the ranch project. This is the area of the map that we're looking at in the three dots representing the thesis structural corridor. And the Steve target you're referring to is about 3.5 kilometers to the southeast. That was a new discovery we made this year. Fantastic result. That mineralization is down about 450 vertical meters depth. And on surface, large mapped alteration body with high grade gold there as well. So we're pretty confident we can connect that up to surface.
Wow. And it's all as far as, I mean, you show numerous, numerous zones on one of your maps on your website. As far as you know, they're all part of the same system.
I think, you know, they are all probably part of the same system. Yeah. I mean, if I zoom out a little bit here, this at the core of the ranch project, there's probably 40 square kilometers of just pervasive alteration that ranges from kind of advanced argillic and silica alteration. So it's a really just a big, large, structurally controlled epithermal field. And, you know, as we talked about earlier, but the thesis structural corridor, that's situated in that big magnetic low. And if you look at the screen there, just in this area alone, all those abrupt changes from red to blue represent major fault structures. We've only tested a fraction of these, and yet a lot of them share exactly the same characteristics as the known zones of mineralization. So I think the upside to continue making new discoveries is really good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just have to think, Ewan, that when the market starts to wake up to this story, people are going to be sorry if they're not positioned in it now. And one of the things that comes to mind is it's pretty tight share structure as well. And I think you have some major shareholders, institutions, high net worth people, some very well-known ones in here. I just think people should really be paying attention to this story. So anything you might want to add, just in summing up, what people should be keeping their eyes on, shareholders and investors, as this year unfolds, you know, your exploration projects, I guess you're going to have some news coming out anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, so over the last 2 years, I mean, really we built Thesis Gold around the ranch project. And as I mentioned before, that it hadn't had a lot of work in the last 20 years, let's say. And over the past couple of years, we've been really aggressively trying to drive this project forward. I mean, we've drilled over 55,000 meters on the project. We've expanded the known zones of mineralization, as we've just discussed. We've made some new discoveries. We've completed initial metallurgical work with very encouraging results, with gold recoveries up to 98% on all of the different zones. We've extended our land position. We've reactivated a road onto the project from the nearby Benchmark Metals Lawyers project. So we're now completely road accessible. And we've managed to accomplish all of that work while still keeping our share structure very tight. As you mentioned, we've got 65 million shares out. We've got about 14 million in the treasury as we look towards our 2023 drill program. So we're well underway planning that at the moment. I think it's going to be another large, significant program. You know, hopefully I've managed, I've demonstrated that we've got a lot of work to do here to follow up on these fantastic results. You know, a large focus of this year's program is going to be at that thesis structural corridor, as well as continuing to expand the mineralization we have at Bonanza Ridge, following up on that new discovery at the Steve Zone that you mentioned, whilst making sure that we're still testing a range of these new targets that, that look the same as those known zones of mineralization. So it will be another very exciting year as we try and move this project forward quickly.
And how soon can you start working there?
It will be probably late June by the time we get going. But we're fortunate in this part of British Columbia that it is not the rugged terrain of the coastal mountains. It is rolling hills. We get a fraction of the snowpack. So it's definitely manageable to work year round in this part of BC.
Wonderful. All right. Well, this is really exciting, you, and I want to thank you so much for spending the time with us. Really a great story and one I'm going to want to keep up with, that's for sure. All the best to you, and we'll look to talk to you sometime in the future.
Great. Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it.
All righty.